Shvius, Pirik Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6:6. We're now talking about the other direction. The previous Mishnah said you can't bring Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz, nor can you bring Shemen Sreifa. Now the question is, what about bringing stuff from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? I'm going to focus specifically here on Truma. So now, Eretz Yisrael is where Kohanim are supposed to be living. The truth is all Jews are supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael, and there's actually a prohibition from leaving Eretz Yisrael in general, for everybody. But there's a specific prohibition, an additional prohibition and problem with Kohanim leaving, because Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. So Kohanim have no business at all leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Now, that said, in Chutz La'aretz, at least Midrabanan, there's a requirement to take Truma and Maisers. Let's focus on Truma here. So at least Midrabanan, all the surrounding areas around Israel, including Bavel, modern-day Iraq, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Syria, Moab, Ammon, Jordan, all have requirements to tithe Midrabanan, at least in time of the Mishnah. It seems nowadays there are no communities in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, or Egypt that are tithing. Somehow it's fallen away. Maybe it's, however it fell away. But in the time of the Mishnah, there was still a requirement. And that being the case, you have this large potential truma supply, and perhaps not that many Kohanim to collect it. So there's a big financial opportunity, perhaps, for Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz to fetch truma. Now, the truma would be tamei, but let's just focus, no doubt about it, because Chutz La'aretz is tamei. But let's just focus on, let's say, oil. So we said olive oil, even though it becomes tamei, the Kohen can still use it for burning, and therefore it has significant value. So Chazal were afraid people like Kohanim would see a big opportunity to go and collect truma produce from Chutz La'aretz to bring it back into Eretz Yisrael, and the next thing you know, they're invested in and settling in Chutz La'aretz. We don't want that. And therefore the rabbis are going to say, as the Mishnah says, Ein mevi'in truma chutz la'aretz la'aretz. We will not let you bring truma in from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael as a further inhibition to stop Kohanim from investing in and moving out to Chutz La'aretz. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, like in the previous Mishnah, Shamati b'feirish, I heard explicitly, Shemevi'in mesuria, that you may bring truma in from Syria. Vein mevi'in mechutz la'aretz. It's just the rest of Chutz La'aretz that from which one may not bring truma. However, the lach again does not follow Rabbi Shimon, it follows the Tanakhama, that even truma in Syria may not be brought into Eretz Yisrael.